The images of political prisoners are often obscure. Small, grainy photos in a newspaper, pictures in a Human Rights Watch calendar. A group of human rights activists and prisoners' family members held a press conference in Mexico City this week to try to fill in some of the human features of people who they say, they're quite blunt about this, are being slowly killed in the jails of Cuba. Last March, as the world watched the U.S. go to war in Iraq, President Fidel Castro's government rounded up 75 people who were involved in the Varela Project, the campaign to circulate a petition calling for free, multi-party elections in Cuba. The group collected 25,000 signatures, well more than necessary, but no elections are scheduled. President Castro says the prisoners are agents of the United States. Oscar Chepe is one of the prisoners. He's 63. And an economist. His wife, Miriam Leyva, has been permitted to see him just once for an hour and says he has a fungal infection that prison officials refuse to treat. It is eating away his legs. I don't know if I will be able to see him ever again, she says, or they will just come to me and say, you may come and visit his grave. Blanco Reyes, who is married to 58-year-old poet Raul Rivero, says her husband has lost 71 pounds because he's not being fed. Elizardo Sanchez, who heads the Cuban Commission for Human Rights, has been in prison half a dozen times and says he knows those cells. They're 3 feet wide, 6 feet long, have no windows and no running water, just like concentration camps, he says. The International Red Cross has not been permitted to visit the prisoners, nor have human rights groups. Human rights groups have criticized the legal terms under which the United States now holds about 600 prisoners captured during the war in Afghanistan at the Guantanamo Naval Base. But the Red Cross, human rights monitors, and journalists have been permitted to see those prisoners and report on them, and say those prisoners are given food and medical care. It is tempting just before President's Day in the United States to see the men and women locked up in Mr. Castro's jails, as perhaps the founding fathers and mothers of a future democratic Cuba. Some Castro supporters consider him to be that nation's George Washington, the father of his country. But George Washington held free elections and stepped down after 8 years to avoid being regarded as a monarch. Perhaps these prisoners can better be likened to Dennis Kucinich, Howard Dean, Ralph Nader, or John McCain, dissidents trying to win reforms with freely cast ballots. But Cuba's dissidents don't become presidential candidates or talk show guests, but prisoners.